Bound.
Welcome to Susegaat Stories from Goa. I'm Clyde D'Souza and I travel and review the best of Goa's places and activities. Come experience these Susegaat shots with me. Today, I'm doing a touristy thing. I'm going to check out Hansel Vaz's floating Feni experience. See, the cashew fruit has traveled 14,500 kilometers from Brazil to India. Now just imagine this tropical fruit making its voyage across what may have been stormy seas across two oceans sometime in the early 16th century. Since then, the cashew and Goa have been in a mutual embrace. Hansel Vaz's floating Feni experience combines drinking Feni, eating Goan Portuguese delicacies, taking a tour of the Feni making process, and sitting in a shallow pond with little fish nibbling your feet. We'll get to the fish and the Feni in a bit. But first, if you're hearing of Feni for the first time, then I recommend you listen to my episode with Hansel Vaz, who I think is Goa's global ambassador of Feni and the founder of Cazulo Premium Feni. In this story, Hansel tells me how he was medically dead for a few minutes, and when revived and in and out of consciousness, he had a vision of a cellar of big glass garrafaus. And when he came to, he knew that he had to bring this vision to life. And this is how the floating Feni and the Feni cellar came into existence. So here we are in 2022, in South Goa. Hansel's team has dropped me the location on WhatsApp and Google has confused me. So now I'm going up and down a road somewhere in Kansaldi. And trust me, you may also get lost, but this is all part of the adventure. Finally, we make it into the plantation where I see a bunch of people holding large glasses of what looks like a delicious cocktail Feni. Hansel puts my knowledge to the test, hands me a cashew leaf and asks, "What does that smell like, Clyde?" I blank out. "Cinnamon?" I say, not too confidently. "Speaking out of his hat," Hansel says, pointing to my headgear. Now I won't tell you which other fruit the cashew leaf smells like. You're going to have to find out for yourself when you go to the floating Feni experience. From here, Hansel takes us to the place where the cashews are stomped on by feet to bring out its juices. And then on to the distilling part, from where we get the first distill, which Goans know as urraak. Urraak is a light, breezy drink that is strictly consumed in the summers. The local Goan will enjoy it with a twist of lime, soda and a chili. Hansel tells us about his master distiller Anton, who he once saw sitting by a pot of Feni, in deep thought. "What are you doing?" asked Hansel. Anton replied in Konkani, "Au aikota, I'm listening." Meaning he was listening to the bubbles that were forming as part of the Feni fermentation process. From here, Hansel's team takes us down to a pond where a long table is laid out in shallow water. We step into the cool water and with our feet submerged, stare at the loaded platter in front of us. Imagine the scene. The sun is beating down, reflecting off the water, making the food shine and glisten even more. Or maybe it was the Feni I had, I don't know. On the table, there's guava, cheese, prawn rissoi, croquettes, sandwiches, cutlets, and a whole lot more. The point of this Feni tasting is to understand the flavors of Feni and what food goes with which type of Feni. See, there are broadly three kinds of Feni. The oldest is the coconut Feni. Then came the cashew Feni. And now there are all these variants, the latest being the Dukshiri Feni. The Dukshiri is a root and it has slightly herbal qualities. The cashew, of course, is nutty, and the coconut feni is slightly sweet. The dukshiri is herbal and some say it has aphrodisiac qualities. But you know what? I'll let you be the judge of that. My favorite is the cashew feni. So how did I enjoy the floating feni experience? Let me leave you with this. A sip of feni is like a firecracker in your mouth. It bursts with flavors ranging from sweet to acidic. A strong feni, sipped neat, burns your throat on its way down. For someone who is a virgin feni drinker on his first voyage, it will be a memorable trip. For the seasoned Goan, it's home sweet home. As Hansel once said to me, it's a drink you have when all the guests have left. A precious private drink to be enjoyed in your own company or the ones who share all your secrets. I couldn't have said it better. So here's my takeaway of the floating feni experience. 1. Enjoy the drive to the secret location, even if it means getting lost. 2. Fish nibbling your feet is fun. And trust me, after the third or the fourth feni, you won't notice a thing. 3. Go hungry. There are a lot of snacks on the table. 4. Sip a feni with your loved one. My Susegad rating? 10 out of 5. Okay, maybe 4 out of 5. So if you want to know more about the floating feni experience, check out Hansel Vaz on Instagram or the Cazulo premium page on all their social media platforms. They currently have a Feast in the Fields going on. If you want to know more about that, check it out. So that's it for me. See you on the next episode of Susegad Shots. Mogasu.
Hope you enjoyed this Susegad Shot. Don't forget to rate, review and follow this podcast. This is Clyde saying bye for now. Follow me on Instagram at Clyde D'Souza Author or buy my book Susegad, The Goan Art of Contentment, for more Goan stories, recipes and a whole lot more. This podcast is brought to you by Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Follow them at Bound India on all social platforms for updates on this podcast or take a look at their other podcasts. And as always, Mogasu.